talk to strangers. As we wandered along the dusty street to the park, sun blazing down, Vicky hoiked her shiny pink Hello Kitty backpack over her shoulder. She'd been given that bag for her birthday the month before and took it everywhere with her. I coveted that bag, as I did so many of Vicky's possessions, and her effortless, feminine style. She knew so much more about teen fashion than I did. I only had an older brother at home, and he wasn't remotely interested in clothes. Vicky and I both wore shorts and t-shirts, but Vicky's matching pink combo had pretty fluted hems while I was, as usual, wearing Frank's cast-offs. A faded green top and brown shorts tied around the waist with a glittery belt, one of my few girly possessions. I must have looked odd in such a get-up, but Vicky never teased me over my appearance. We were fiercely loyal to each other, the youngest children in our respective families. We'd grown up on the same street and were best friends forever, before anyone thought to use that term. In the park, we played on the swings and the roundabout, both of which were in the shade. Then Vicky tried, not for the first time, to teach me how to cartwheel, an activity she could perform with effortless ease. After watching me struggle for a couple of minutes, Vicky sighed and produced a small black and white ball from her backpack. My heart sank as I saw it. Unlike perennial sports day winner Vicky, I was even more hopelessly uncoordinated at ball games than I was at cartwheeling. "What's that for?" I asked sulkily. "Let's play hires." I looked around the park. The brown grass beyond the crowded playground was full of people, mostly spread-eagled and soaking up the sun. "There's no space," I complained.
"Yes, there is," Vicky insisted. "Over there."
She pointed towards the wire fence that divided the park from the far, wilder and larger Framley Wood beyond. Thick, heavy branches hung over the fence, casting the area of the park Vicky was indicating into constant shade. Indeed, after last night's thunderstorm, the patch of earth where she wanted us to play was sodden and muddy. It was, as she'd pointed out, free from people, but only because it was so swamp-like. I mumbled something about my mum being cross if I got my sandals dirty, but Vicky, who was entirely unbothered about getting into trouble, was already marching across the parched grass to the squelchy mud close to the trees. She assumed, correctly, I would follow. I usually did what Vicky said. She might have been a few months younger than me, but she had a way about her that made her hard to refuse. We stood opposite each other in the damp earth. A few feet set back from the fence started playing. Hires was a game Vicky had devised in which one person threw the ball as high as they could in the air, attempting to make it land at the other person's feet. Vicky was brilliant at this, making it look easy. I, of course, was always wildly off target. I put up with the game for about 10 minutes, getting increasingly hot and irritable as I kept having to run through the mud for the ball. "Can we stop now?" I asked at last.
"Not yet,"
came Vicky's insistent reply. "Another 5 throws each." For goodness sake. Feeling really grumpy now, I chucked the ball in the air without even trying to aim it towards her. We both watched as it soared over the fence and into Framley Wood.
"Bella!"
Vicky flicked her neat strawberry blonde plaits over her shoulder. It was her tell when she was irritated.
"Go and get that."
Something in me bridled. I was only playing this stupid game because of her. Anyway, though it was fine for us to play in the park unaccompanied, we were forbidden to enter Framley Wood without an adult. I wasn't particularly goody-goody as a child, but I didn't relish either rule-breaking or the trouble I'd get into if my parents found out. "No," I said, my tipping point suddenly reached. "You fetch it, it's your ball." Vicky drew herself up. "You're the one who lost it. You should go and find it." She was right, of course, but I wasn't about to back down. Instead, I stomped off to the playground. I was still all churned up when I reached the swings. I looked back at that point, but Vicky was nowhere to be seen. Assuming she had crawled through one of the gaps in the fence and was now looking for the ball among the trees, I sat down on the nearest swing, my back to the wood, and kicked out as hard.